Perek Tetvav. Here we continue from the previous Perek, Perek Yudalid, and here God answers the latest tefillah on behalf of the people. And here is his most stringent rejection of the tefillah. Vayomer Adonai Elai, Miyamod Moshe Ushmael Fanai, En Nefshi El Amaze, Shalach Me'al Panai Beyaseu. And God says, even if Moshe and Shmuel would stand in front of me, I would have no desire for these people. Send them away from my presence. Let them go. So, in his in his prayers, right, Yirmiyahu seems to pray in the way that Moshe and Shmuel actually pray. He seems to reiterate a lot of the type of tefillot that they said. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers, says, even if it would be Moshe and Shmuel praying, this time it won't work, even though they worked before and their prayers were similar to yours, because they aroused the nation to do Teshuvah. But that is not happening here. These people are not doing Teshuvah. And so therefore, Yirmiyahu, there's nothing you can do through prayer to arouse my sympathy for this nation. Pasuk bet. V'haya ki yomru elecha ana nese v'amarta alehem ko amar Adonai v'asher lamavet lamavet v'asher lacherev lacherev v'asher l'ra'av l'ra'av v'asher l'shevi l'shevi. If they ask you, where should we go? You should tell them. Those who are for death, destined for death, should go for death. Those who are for Cherev, the sword, will go for the sword. Those who are for famine will wind up, of course, dying in famine. And those who are sent to captivity will wind up in captivity. Meaning each person, although it's a collective punishment, and we might think that it's just haphazard, the Nevi is saying that each person is getting the punishment that is destined for that person that he specifically is deserving of. Pasuk Gimel. Ufakati alehem arba mishpachot ne'um Adonai. Et ha'herev laharog, v'et ha'klavim lishov, v'et ofa shamayim v'et beimat ha'aretz, v'echol ha'shait. So there are four families of punishment. The sword will kill. The dogs will then drag off the corpses. The birds and the animals will devour and destroy. Birds really devour, and here behemoth, they are usually most behemoth here. It doesn't say hayah, it says behemoth. Behemoth are domesticated animals, which usually are herbivores. They don't eat meat. So Abarbanel asks that that's why it says to devour and destroy, meaning these animals will wind up trampling the corpses that will be strewn in the fields. And therefore their destruction will be in that manner. Pasuk Dalit. Untatim leza'ava lechol mamlechot ha'aretz biglal menashe ben Yehizkiyahu melech Yehuda al asher asah b'Yerushalayim. And I will make a horror of them for all the kingdoms of the earth. And here we're told that the reason is because of the sins of Menashe ben Hezkiyahu, that was the king of Yehuda, what he did in Yerushalayim. Menashe, of course, was the famous evil king who reigned for 55 years and murdered the Nevi Hashem and brought Avodah Zarah throughout the land. And so, through his evil actions, Menashe, the people being punished for not just Menashe's actions, but for the actions of the nations at that time. And the tshuva that was done after, even in the time of Yoshiyahu, was not considered enough. As we saw earlier, Yoshiyahu rebuked the people that the tshuva of Yoshiyahu, although Yoshiyahu himself was sincere, the nation themselves weren't sincere enough. And so therefore that tshuva was not enough to wipe away the sins of Menashe. Pasuke. Ki mi yahmol alayich Yerushalayim, ומי ינוד לך, ומי יסור לשאול לשלום לך. This pasuk says, now that you will be in galut, Hashem is sort of saying, who will take care of you? Who will take pity on you? Who will, yanud lach, Radak says, is move from place to place to care for you, to move around? And who will turn aside to inquire for your benefit, for your peace? Now that you will be sent to galut, without Hashem taking care of you, there'll be no one to take care of you. Pasuk Vav. At natasht oti ne'um Adonai, ahor telechi, va'at et yadi alayich, v'ashaitech, nel'eti hinachem. You abandoned me, says Hashem. Therefore, you retreated, you went backwards. I will stretch my hand against you, and I will destroy you. I am tired of forgiving. Rashi says that because the people have sinned so many times and Hashem, and they prayed and Hashem forgave them time and time again, only for them to repeat their sinning, Hashem says, as if, I am tired of this. And so therefore, I am too tired to repeat this. Pasuk Zayin. ועזרים במזרי בשערי הארץ, שקלתי, איבדתי את עמי, מדרככם לא שאבו. The destruction will come in stages. Right? I will scatter them, like with a winnowing fork, where you throw the grain in the air, and the chaff is blown away. We've seen that metaphor before. Like the chaff that's blown throughout, they will be scattered. Shikalti, Hashem is like bereaved. Ibadti etami, I lost my nation. I destroyed my nation. Midarkechem lo shavu, because they did not turn back from their ways. Again, Hashem is not happy about this, but it is the people that are bringing this on themselves. Asmuli al menotav mehol yamin, heveti lahem al em bahur shoded basahoraim, hipalti alea pitom ir ubehar. Asmuli al menotav mehol yamin, there are more almanot than there are the sands of the sea. And the amount of almanot here, Radak says, when did this happen? This happened, he says, during the time of Ahaz, when the king of Israel, Pekah ben Remaliah, waged the war and killed 120,000 people. So this created many almanot, the losses in the war. Others say that this could be referring to the time way back into the time of Aviyah ben Rehavam, where he killed 500,000 of Israel. Each could be correct. Part of the evil is the civil wars and the senseless murder and killing between Yehuda and Yisrael, and each at different points killed mass amount of their own people on each side. Heveti lahem al em bahur shoded basahoraim. I brought upon the mother city a youthful band of people that rob during the middle of the day. There's audacity to rob in the middle of the day. Hipalti alea pitom ir ubehalot. I brought on her suddenly an enemy city in turmoil. Pasuk tet. Umlila yoledet hashiv'a nafeha nafsha bashimsha beod yomam bosha v'hafera. ושאריתם לחרב אתן לפני אויביהם נאום אדוני. ומללה יולדת השבעה. יולדת השבעה is the woman who has many children, who gave birth to many children. This reminds us of the תפילה of חנה רבת בנים ומללה. And of course, this again, according to the Midrash by Hannah, it's because that a bat banim buried her children, and that would indicate also over here that the woman with many children, with seven children, she will be distressed because she will have to bury those children. Alternatively, this can refer to Yerushalayim herself as a bat banim, as a yoledet hashiva, many children, and she loses them. Nefeha nefsha, her soul is distressed. Bashimsha beod yomam, the sun has set and still the daytime, meaning her end came suddenly and early. Bosha vehafera, she is shamed and disgraced. Ushiritam laherev eten lifnei oyvehem, and I will give the remnants to the sword in front of their enemies, no machine. Pasuk Yud. This ends, so to speak, that chapter that seems to have followed Yud Dalet, which is the response. And now Yirmiyah talks about his own personal troubles and his difficulty. And this reminds us a little bit of the comments of Yov. Pasuk Yud. Oy li'imi ki yilitini, ishiriv v'ishmadon l'chol ha'aretz, lo nashiti v'lo nashubi kulo mekallelani. Yirmiyah says, oy to me, woe to me, to my mother that gave birth to me, because I am a person of riv, of strife, and ishmadon, controversy for all the land. Lo nashiti, I didn't lend money, but lo nashubi, they didn't lend me. Kulo mekalluni, yet even still everyone curses me. This is connected to the previous chapter because as Yirmiyahu fails to intercede on behalf of the people, the Malbim says that now clearly his words will only be words of strife. Until now, he felt that maybe he can avoid this calamity. But now it's clear that he won't be able to avoid it. So all he is doing is prophesizing the doom that's going to come. And so all he now becomes is the Ish Riv and Ish Madon. There seems to be no point to his words other than bringing the news of destruction. Abad Banel comments that there are people that hate the lenders because they owe them money. There are people that hate the borrowers. They hate the lender because they owe the lender money and they hate him. And they hate the borrower because the borrower owes them money and doesn't pay them back. So either one, a lender and a borrower, are both hated. And Yirmiyah says, I am neither a lender nor a borrower, but still, everyone curses me. Pasuk Yud Alef. Amar Adonai, imlo shiriticha letov, imlo hifgati becha, be'et ra'ah, ube'et sara et ha'oyev. So God answers Yirmiyah in some form of comfort. And God says, a remnant will be left for the good. Im lo hifgati becha be'et ra'ah be'et sara et ha'oyev. And I will make your enemy come to you in his time of trouble, in his time of turmoil. Make your enemy will have to come to you for your to request from you good. Pasuk Yud Bet. Hayaroa barzel, barzel misafon unhoshet. Can ordinary iron smash iron from the north, which is made with copper? So there are two irons. There's the weaker iron that can't destroy the stronger iron, and you, Yirmiyah, are the stronger iron, and the people themselves are the weaker iron, and they cannot destroy you. Pasuk Yud Gima. Helecha ve'otzrotecha labaz eten lo b'mahir u'b'chol hatotecha u'b'chol gevulecha. All the possessions and the fortunes of the Jewish people will be for spoils. And they will be given to the enemy without payment because of all their sins in all of their borders. Meaning, this is talking about the plundering of the enemy, that they won't even have to pay, they'll just take everything and all the spoils for free. Pasuk Yud Dalit. V'ha'avarti et oivecha be'eretz lo yadata, ki eshka deha be'api alechem tukad. Radak explains this pasuk, that I will pass you into your enemy's hands to a land that you do not know, because a fire is kindled in my anger against you, and it will burn against you. Pasuk Titvav. Atah yadata Adonai zochreni ufukdeni v'hinachem li mirodifai ale'erech apecha apecha tikacheni da se'eti alecha harpa. Now again, Yirmiyah comes to complain about his personal enemies. You know, Hashem, remember me and take revenge against those who pursue me. And do not, ale'erech apecha tikacheni, because of your pity and your long-suffering onto and your patience with these people, don't have in that pain, because of your patience with my enemies, that I should be taken, that my life should be taken. Know that I have borne the disgrace for you because of the words I say at your command. Pasuk Tetzayin. Nimse'u devarecha ve'ochelem. Vayhi devarecha li lesason u'semhat levavi. Ki nikra shimcha alai. Adonai Elohai Tzebaot. Your words come to me, I consume them. And your word was for me the joy and happiness of my heart, because your name has been called on me, Hashem, God of Tzebaot. The Navi is saying, really, that it is your words that I consume and that give me happiness. And it's ironic here, because the words that God tells Yirmiyahu are words of destruction and calamity. And so, really, what the Nevi is saying is, there's no reason for the words that I'm saying to make me happy. Unlike Nevi'im, who would be bringing good news, I'm bringing bad news. But nevertheless, the essence of the experience of the divine word to me, that very experience in itself, is what brings me happiness. Pasuk Yud Zayin. Lo yashavti besod misahakim ve'eloz mipene yadecha badad yashavti ki za'am miletani. And this is now to show that his happiness is with God and not with the physical element of the world. I did not sit in the company of those who laugh and celebrate. And that's because of your mission, I sit alone. Because you have filled me with prophecies of fury. And I am alone because of the word that you filled within me. Pasuk Yud Chet. Lama haya ke'evi netzah, umakati anusha, me'ana herafe, hayotiyeli kemo achzav, mayim lo ne'emanu. Now, Yirmiyah issues a real harsh complain to Hashem. Why is my pain everlasting? Umakati anusha. But not only is it everlasting, but it's deep, it's painful, it's acute. And it refuses to be healed. You became to me a source of disillusionment, unfaithful waters. Yirmiyah is claiming that his suffering is extremely painful, and that is many prophets prophesied destruction, but they were not forced to actually witness and live through that destruction. It is Yirmiyah that has the unfortunate job of prophesizing it and living through it, and that's a major difference. We'll remember Yeshayah when he tells Hezekiah about the prophecy of doom, that everything will go to Babel. Yes, as long as I won't see it in my days. Hashem is a source of disillusionment, kimo achzav, because he has allowed the enemies to succeed. And Mayim lo ne'emanu, Mefarshim say that it was a unfaithful waters because his prophetic experience did not continue after that destruction. And so therefore it was like unfaithful waters. It left him. Pasuk Yotet, God's response. Lachen ko amar Adonai im teshuv v'ashivecha lefanai ta'amod v'im totzi yakad mizolel kefi tiye yashuvu hema elecha v'ata lo teshuv alehim. So God somewhat consoles Yirmiyah and even gives him a hope that things could get better. And he tells Yirmiyahu, in teshuv, if you bring the people back, v'ashivecha lefanai, I will let you stand before me. V'ashivecha lefanai ta'amod. V'im tatzi yakad mizolel, if you take good and a good people from these gluttons, kefi tiyeh, you'll be like my own mouth, that mouth that created creation. It is as if you will have recreated them, and therefore I will accept it. Yeshuvu hema elecha, they will return to you, v'atelo teshuv elehem, you will not have to return to them. Alternatively, some say that Hashem is now encouraging Yirmiyah himself to do teshuvah for his harsh words against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Pasuk Kaf. Untaticha la'am hazeh lechomat nechoshet betzura v'nechamu elecha v'lo yuchlu lach kitecha ani lehoshi'acha v'hatzilecha ne'um Hashem. Yirmiyah is now promised by God protection, meaning even though the abuse won't stop and it may continue from his enemies, he's saying, I'll make you fortified copper wall against these people. They will try to fight against you, but they will not succeed because I am with you to save you. This in the next pasuk reminds us of God's promise in Perek Aleph, Pesukim Yudhet and Yudtet, that He will be with him, and that promise had saved Yirmiyahu many times. They will not be able to totally destroy him. Pasuk of Aleph continues this idea, V'itzalticha miyad ra'im, I will save you from the hands of the evil. Ufditicha mikaf aritzim, I will rescue you from the grip of the powerful. How long was that one?